So let's go on. Joe, we'd like to hear about your patient.
So this young lady of 88, still smoking, has no intention of quitting, excellent functional status, no evidence whatsoever of COPD, presented to her primary care doctor with a cough and was found to have a large right lower lobe lung mass. At that point, he sent her to me, and I scanned her and found she actually had multiple lung lesions with one dominant lesion and a bunch of smaller ones. The large one was in the right lower lobe, about 5 centimeters. I told her it's probably cancer. We talked about her age and whether she said, well, I don't really want to do anything anyway. We talked about whether or not we should biopsy. And she said, well, she wanted to know what it was. And I thought that'd be reasonable. Also thinking ahead, I thought proving it's cancer would give me some leverage to maybe suggest hospice or whatnot. And we went ahead with the biopsy, which she tolerated great, thankfully.
She never had any serious health problems in the past?
No, and still no, other than cancer.
Other than minor cancer.
So the lesion was biopsied. It was squamous cell. This was about a year and a half to 2 years ago, so I did not get PD-L1 testing on it. I actually should go revisit it, and I think we talked about that, but I have not. And after the biopsy, we had nivolumab approved, and I talked with her about getting that as second line, but I said we'd have to do some chemo. I said I wouldn't push her. We'd just have to do one or two rounds, and I was really trying to be persuasive to get her on nivolumab second line, and she wouldn't have any of it. She's like, I don't want to do anything. I feel great. I've got things to do. I hang out with my friends. I don't really want to bother with treatment.
I think you told me she was continuing to smoke.
She still smokes.
Okay.
I called her an unrepentant smoker. So long story short, about 3 to 6 months go by, and she's still doing well, and we talked about getting scans and the role of scans if we're not treating. And she said, well, she was kind of curious how things were going. I don't know if it was 6 to 9 months later where I get a scan. And interestingly, and against the theory that air makes cancer spread, the very lesion we biopsied had shrunk by more than 50%. Interestingly, some of the other lesions were stable. So we talked about this, and she said, well, that's great, and I still don't want to do anything. And it's probably been 2 years now. And because of this meeting, I actually updated her scan this week, and it looks no different than the scan 6 months ago. She still has a very good PR in the lesion we biopsied. The other lesions may have actually gotten slightly larger, but not significantly so. And she remains asymptomatic, PS0, still doing volunteer work at her church and hanging out with her friends, doing what she loves to do.
So, Govindan?
This is actually a great situation. I love to talk about this. I have a number of patients over the last several years I've been watching who are 80 plus, who are minimally symptomatic or asymptomatic. And I've decided to watch them without treatment. And in a good number of patients, of course, there's self-fulfilling prophecy here. If they are progressed, I would have treated them. So the fact that I'm watching them long enough means they have not progressed that much. There is such a thing that there's a group of patients where the cancer progression is very modest. And sometimes I even see some reduction, spontaneous reduction a little bit without any treatment. I've taken care of patients who have never got on therapy, even after 5 years to 7 years. These are not bronchoalveolar carcinomas. These are adenocarcinomas, the squamous cell cancers. And they grow very slowly or very minimally. And obviously we don't do that in a younger patient, the elderly patients, 80 plus. I personally, even yesterday, had a conversation with a patient, similar situation, and it's going on now almost 2 years with no significant progression. Sometimes reflexively jump and start treatment whenever someone presents with these lesions. And I think we have to think about the risk versus benefit ratio, particularly in elderly patients. And I don't want to say this lightly. Randomized studies have shown that chemotherapy in the olden days is better than best supportive care. And so I'm not advocating watching and waiting for metastatic lung cancer patients, but especially in the very elderly, especially those who are who have minimal symptoms and who understand, who are not very enthusiastic about therapy, I think it's a very sensible and reasonable approach.
Any thought about the biology, what's going on here? I mean, you look at these scans, if I put it up there, you'd say, oh, that's a PR for sure. I mean, it's not like a little difference.
I think now we understand this a little bit better, and we may talk about this a little later. This concept of the three E's in the immunosurveillance and immunoediting concept. So when the tumor cells evolve, they have neoantigens. The immune system would see the neoantigens, would kill them. In the best situations, best case scenario, those tumor cells are eliminated. So you don't even know that you had cancer, and these things don't even come to attention. But that doesn't happen in a good number of situations where the tumors either delete the antigen-presenting machinery or they have neoantigens that are not very significantly different, they are not very powerful enough or attractive enough for the immune systems, or they produce molecules that inhibit the immune system's activity, and PD-1, PD-L1 axis is one of them, but there's several others. And through a variety of these systems, and including the activation of the T regulatory cells or the myeloid-derived suppressive cells, or the T cells can get exhausted. And so the tumor cells now begin to escape from the immune system. That's the third E. And in between, there is this equilibrium concept where the tumors and the immune system live in harmony. And this can happen now and then if a particular clone of T cells suddenly expand for whatever reason, and that may account for some decrease in the tumor cells. Like in a situation that we had talked about earlier on, a lesion can decrease in one place and somewhere else a new lesion can sprout. And that's partly because the new lesion has deleted the HLA molecules. You've seen that repeatedly in the TCGA work where we've seen loss of HLA molecules in the tumor cells. So a variety of reasons why the tumor cells escape.